PMS, pregnancy, menopause. Being a woman is a lot. Olly supports you and yours with expert solutions for every age and life stage. They just launched two new products exclusively at Walmart. Period Hero combats bloat, mood swings, and more during PMS. And Balance Perimeno to support hormonal balance, mood, and metabolism during perimenopause. Grab yours at Olly.com.
Olly!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week's episode of Quality Control is brought to you by DraftKings. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait till week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, which is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. There are no season-long commitments. You're going to turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you have never experienced football like this. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings, baby. Welcome to the big time. I added the baby. That was my
I could tell. I didn't think that was signed off on by any sort of marketing writing person.
So hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code QUALITY and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home 100 grand. Enter Quality for free entry now only at DraftKings.com.
Use the promo code QUALITY, baby.
No, it's not QUALITY, baby. It's just QUALITY, and it's at DraftKings.com.
Yeah.
My guest today is Griffin McElroy. He's here to talk about his review of Rock Band 4. My name is Justin McElroy, and you're listening to Polygon's Quality Control. One, two, three, four. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Griffin McElroy.
You know how before, like, a rock musician gets out on stage, they have to count to four?
One, two, three, four.
It's like an old theater
superstition.
Yeah. You know, if you count to four, the ghosts that haunt the stage, they run right away.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Cracker, your opening act, and now what you've all been waiting for, Griffin McElroy.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to rock you, and this is my bassist, Roz.
I want to get deeper into your review first, but I want to talk about the unfortunate circumstances in which we first experienced Rock Band 4.
It was pretty rough. It made me pretty worried. So we were all in Washington, D.C., getting together for like a editorial meetup. We all work like all over the place, and so it's rare that we all managed to get together in a room, even at like E3, which like we don't even send the whole team to. So we had this week-long retreat in D.C. where we all got together and hashed some shit out, and we had Rock Band 4 there, and I was so psyched because I was like, oh, it's a party game. I'm going to be there with my buds. We're going to play this party game, and that first night was just terrible. It was really, really bad. We were playing the PlayStation 4 version. I touched on this in the review, but managing each instrument through Bluetooth connection is a real pain, because like if it goes down, you have to like drop back to like several PS4 system level sub menus to like reconnect the instrument. So we played like over the course of maybe 2.5 hours, we played like 10 songs.
Yeah, it was
because it just kept breaking down. So yeah, that first night was pretty bad, but then all the other nights were really great. And then I played it a lot at home. I had some friends over and played it here at home, and fortunately the technical issues were not egregious here, so that was fortunate.
When you're doing a review like this of any sort of music game, I would assume a lot of your enjoyment of the product is going to stem from how much you enjoy the initial track listing. So I'm kind of curious where you sat with that and how that's like how you accounted for that, because obviously that can't be part of a review. You know,
it can. It absolutely should be part of the review.
Okay, then let's talk about that. Like, okay, how do you let your own musical taste sort of influence your review?
I mean, if you start to say stuff like you got to discount your musical taste, like music is subjective, sure, I get that. But like, so is games. Like, so are the games that you like. I think it plays a pretty big part in it. And I think I'm actually in the minority, just sort of looking at the reviews that came out, who actually like the track list a lot. There's not as much like classic rock on it. There's not as many like what I would call hits. Even bands like Rush are represented. They've had songs in past Rock Band games. But it's Passage to Bangkok, which is like not even one of their better known songs. And I think that's just sort of the nature of the fact that between the all the different Rock Band games and the DLC they've had, like, that shit's been covered. Like, it's hard to find songs that they haven't, like, put in the other games or put up as DLC already. So a lot of the songs that are in there are I actually like them a lot. There's some, like, staple songs for me and my group whenever we get together. Uptown Funk, I'm pretty well over that song, but playing it in Rock Band is real fun. It's real, real fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of the songs are songs where you're not going to recognize the title, but then you start playing it and you do know what it is. Songs like, I didn't recognize the title, The Warrior, until I heard it, and it's that standing in the heart of heartache, bang, bang. Yeah, it's a good track. And there's a lot of stuff on the soundtrack like that. It's a little bit smaller than past Rock Band games. I want to say Rock Band 3. I'm not even going to pretend to know the numbers because it's been a while since I put that review up. But yeah, all your DLC, well, not all your DLC, most of your DLC you can get back into the game, which you need to do to pad it out, actually, because if you don't do that, then the career mode is going to have you replaying the songs that are on the disc like over and over again, and that's a pretty big bummer.
What is the career mode like? How does it compare to the other Rock Bands?
It's more robust in some ways and more limited in others, so you still make your own band. You still make your own characters, and then you can buy them new outfits and accessories and instruments and stuff like that as you play through and earn money. There's this, they referred to it as, and maybe they didn't refer to it, but I read some previews that referred to it as like an RPG, and that is not a title that fits like at all. The idea is that you have this branching path. It's almost like Choose Your Own Adventure-esque, where you're on this tour, and there's like 8 legs, I want to say, on this tour, and every time you start a new leg, you make a decision about like which path you're going to go down as a band. So like the first one you get is you want somebody's weird uncle who can promote you and put you in some clubs and help you make more money. Do you want him to represent you, or do you want to just buy a really crappy van and then start touring and make not much money at all but earn a lot of fans? So the decisions you're making have like a narrative impact in the game, kind of. There's no like cutscenes. There's like a little interstitial hot tip dialogue, like just like written prompts that like say what is happening on this leg of the tour before each song, but it also affects things like the rewards you get. Are you going to get fans? Are you going to get new outfits? Are you going to get money? It also affects the songs that you play. Like if you play one that's just for the fans, then you get to pick your own set list. But if you play like a sponsored thing, then your sponsors are going to pick your songs for you, so you'll have fewer choices. It's a cool idea. But there's some things that it kind of drops the ball on that I feel like Rock Band 3 did really well. Like when I played Rock Band 3, I played it with 3 people that would just come over and we would play it because we each had our characters that we were all really invested in their style. We had a whole narrative to the band. The band was originally called Sausalito, but then we unlocked this new like tier of weird space outfits, and so we put all those on, and then all of a sudden we decided they were time travelers from the future who time traveled and learned how to play the guitar really well, like at the end of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2. Mm-hmm. Bill and Ted's Most Excellent Adventure, I think, is what that movie was called. And we changed the name to Sausalito Overdrive. Like, we were really invested in the band despite the fact that there were no mechanics really to get us invested. There were just these great interstitial cutscenes. You can make your own logo, which you can't do in Rock Band 4. You can set the members of the band as permanent members of the band, so if those people aren't there, they still show up in the background. Can't do that in Rock Band 4, which is weird. It's like if you're playing by yourself in your band, it just fills in with, like, pre-generated characters. It's weird little stuff, and it sounds nitpicky, but to me, like, that's what I loved about Rock Band 3's career mode, was like I got really invested in it because I got invested in Sausalito Overdrive, the greatest rock band through time.
The transition, I think, is one of the big questions that everybody's going to have about, like, the uprooting of all their Rock Band,
yeah,
through, you know, previous Rock Band content. What's that process like? How much of a headache are we looking at? Both this for is, like, moving your music and your, you know, getting your instruments going.
I'll be straight up. This is one of the toughest reviews I've done in a while, and not because I had like, when I say that, I'm not talking about like my feelings on the game were mixed. Like, I knew what they were going for and I knew how I felt about it. Just from playing about it, I was very confident in my opinion of the game. When I say it's difficult to write about it, I mean, like, there's a lot of moving parts. Because what they're trying, like, the thing that they've accomplished here isn't that they have reinvented Rock Band. That's not true at all. Rock Band 4 is like the Rock Band that you've played in past stuff. There's some new stuff, like the freestyle guitar solos are fun. And there's little stuff, but, like, if you played a Rock Band game before, you know what you're in for. The really impressive stuff is like the technical achievement, because when you think about it, like moving all of that DLC over, having it be compatible with this game across console generations, like considering how much licensing work has to go in, both with the platform holders and the people who actually made the music and the music publishers, like that's a pretty impressive feat. And there are still a lot of songs that are missing from the DLC, mostly just like song packs. Like I think I actually haven't checked in the last like week or so, but there's like a big Queen song pack that wasn't available yet. They're saying that they're going to get all that stuff back in the game. There's also stuff like the Rock Band Network, which I didn't buy a lot of songs on. That was the one where you could make your own Rock Band songs and then put them up for sale. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff carries over. And so far, they haven't made it so the songs that you had on the Rock Band discs, you could export those and import them into Rock Band 3. So far, you can't do that, but they've said also that that is coming down the pipe. But most of the DLC songs you've downloaded are available. And I don't know. It really... When we played in DC, like we didn't have access to that stuff yet. Like the servers weren't online, and it was a noticeably like better experience having the. And again, it's different for me because I've bought like God, like 60 songs, mm-hmm. But having those in the game and essentially like doubling the set list is a big improvement. Not only that, a bigger thing is the instruments, which if you're using the PS3 instruments on PS4, as long as they're wireless, you just use the dongle that came with Rock Band. Wireless instruments on PS3, and it just plugs right into PS4, and you're good to go. Xbox One needs a special $20 dongle in order to use Xbox 360 instruments, but it works really, really well, too. So the idea that you can buy this new generation of thing without having to buy all of the new instruments is, I think it's really impressive. It's also really fortunate because I'm not crazy about the new instruments. The guitars feel kind of cheap, and they don't have that click strum, which is like, to my dying day, I will never understand. I don't get it.
It drives me
it's not
batty.
It's absolutely not great. And the drums, the pedal for the drums has been kind of rough. There's also like, oh man, those new instruments, you can update them. There's already like a few firmware updates out for them, but you need a Windows PC that has Bluetooth connectivity in order to connect to those instruments and like pipe the data into them. It's ridiculous, and it like completely gets in the way of the idea of this being like a party game of like, yeah, it's a party game. Now just connect these to your Bluetooth Windows PC and pipe this hot new data into them. And yeah, but the old instruments work really well, and all your old DLC works really well. And to me, that is the success of Rock Band 4, is if it was just like a straight up and down sequel, but it didn't translate all of the stuff, like all of the Rock Band that I love and have played. It was like one of my favorite game franchises on last gen consoles, and the fact that they have in for the most part translated that over to current gen has sort of cemented the fact that I will play it more. If it was just like a straight sequel that like abandoned all my DLC and like you couldn't use the old instruments and all that stuff, like I probably would just like pick it up, play it for the review, and then never touch it again.
A few questions here from listeners. Evan doesn't have a Xbox One. He prefers his PS4, but he has a load of 360 DLC.
Nope.
Not happening, huh?
It's never going to happen. It's just like...
his question was whether or not it's worth buying an Xbox One for, but I think that's probably a really hard...
It's a hard call. I would not recommend it.
Probably just better to hook that bad boy up, huh?
Yeah, it's a good game, and like I've had some fun with it, but it's definitely not a killer app. It's fun. Like I've had fun with it, but it hasn't like set my world on fire. And I definitely wouldn't recommend dropping what like $350, however much an Xbox One costs just to play it with all your DLC. Like, I don't know, that seems... Whether or not, like, the Xbox One is worth purchasing, that is a personal decision that you have to make. And I don't let Rock Band 4 weigh into the decision-making process, I don't think.
Jason and Josh had similar questions. They mentioned that there's the exclusion of online multiplayer. The pro guitars are out. Does this feel cheap? Does it feel like a cheap sort of remaster or a cash-in or a knockoff, to use their terminology, or does it? I mean, how does it feel overall?
It doesn't feel. No, I wouldn't say it's a. I wouldn't say it's a cheap remaster. If it was, I mean, if they'd released this game on Xbox 360, it would be. I think it would be pretty terrible. Like I think yes, maybe you could call it that. Like, we made a Rock Band, it's all the same stuff, but it looks pretty, and we added freestyle guitar solos. But you can't play pro guitars, and there's no keyboard support, and there's no online mode. Like, yeah, that would be kind of rough. That kind of wasn't what they were going for, I don't think. Like, I think what they were going for was, like, can we keep this thing alive? Like, can we keep this franchise alive on current-gen platforms? And there, I think they have succeeded. Online multiplayer, they've talked about being, like, high on their priority list. They've talked about Rock Band 4 being, like, a platform that they want to keep going on current-gen with updates and adding, like, features, wholesale features, things like online multiplayer, but, like,
I just want to be able to import the stuff I already own rather than doing it piecemeal. Like, that is
pretty rough. Yeah, I didn't touch that, but you have to go through and look at all the songs and look for the ones that are marked purchased and then click on them and then confirm that you want to download them. And fortunately, the download takes, like, what, like 2 seconds? It doesn't take very long at all. But, like, the fact that there isn't, like, a go ahead and get all the stuff that I've already bought back in the game. Again, it's ostensibly it's a one-time process, but the fact that there's no... I still have songs that I own that aren't in the game yet, and so, like, it's not a one-time process. I am going to have to go back and hunt and peck for those songs. That is kind of a bummer. The problem with this idea of it being like an online platform where, oh, they can add online multiplayer, like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff they need to get in there. Like, mm-hmm. one weird thing is, so there's a couple different modes. There's, like, a quick play, and there's the career mode, and then there's, like, this party mode, which uses the new voting mechanic where everybody in the band votes for one of four selections, and the fifth selection is usually like, show me more selections, and then it randomly chooses between all of the different picks that people make in like a roulette style. And I actually think that's kind of fun because it throws some twists in. Like, sometimes it doesn't tell you the songs you're picking from. Sometimes it's just like, here's a rock song from the 90s. But the problem is that there's no custom set lists, which I think for like a long play party atmosphere is the way better option, because it's like you and everybody at the party picks one song, you add it to the set list, and you just play through all of them. That's not in the game. Could they patch it in? Sure. But like, the more stuff that I go through, the more like apologetic stuff you go through talking about like features that are missing they could add in, like the longer that list gets, and it's like it's a little long.
It seems to me this is almost more of like a make good for people that spend a lot of money on Rock Band stuff versus a play to sort of like reignite the music, the genre, like especially when you compare it to like a Guitar Hero, which is doing a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, and it's I full disclosure, I am playing Guitar Hero now. Our review for that is going to be up later this week, and I'd love to do another quality control on that because these two games could not have gone in more different directions.
Does that change your... viewed from that perspective, though, like, does that change your outlook on Rock Band 4, that it's more of a... It seems more of a maintenance move than it does, like, grasping for, like, new territory or bringing people forward?
Yes. Yeah, I'll give you that, but I feel like that also sells it a short shrift because it does do some new stuff that's cool. Like, if I sound negative on the game, it's just because, like... I think it could have done both. I think it could have been this game that sort of revives the franchise, keeps it alive for people who had like a lot of this stuff. And we also can't discount the fact that there are people who've never played Rock Band before who do own this current gen console, current gen console. And like, maybe this is the first Rock Band they're picking up. And they had to go for that market too. But I feel like they could have done this like historical preservation and also made it like as dramatic a sea change as Rock Band 3 was, because Rock Band 3 is like, that's probably my favorite rhythm game of all time, because like, yeah, I even loved Rock Band 2, but Rock Band 3 like blew that shit out of the water, adding like a whole nother instrument and all these really clever touches into the formula. And I feel like Rock Band 4, it's the more important job for them to do is definitely this historical preservation, but they definitely could have done a little bit more to make it stand out. And Guitar Hero Live is just like a weird alien divergence from like kind of anything that rhythm games have done before, but I can't talk about that yet.
Well, we'll be talking about it soon, Griffin, on the next episode of Quality Control, I'm sure. If you have questions about that, you can go ahead and send them to qualitycontrol@polygon.com, and we'll answer them. That's going to do it for us now. Thanks to DraftKings. Remember that promo code is Quality. Go there and sign up for that. And there's a lot more stuff on Polygon.com, including this review and a lot more. So go check it totally out. And hey, if you like the show, if you could leave us a rating or review in iTunes and tell some friends to subscribe, that'd be just the tops, I think. That would just be delightful. Go do all that. Griffin, thank you so much for joining us. But for Griffin McElroy, I am Justin McElroy. And thank you for listening to Polygon's Quality Control.